Well, let's start by saying hallelujah. It's so good to be back in the United States until I don't hardly know how to express myself. Tired, really tired after about 9 to 10 hours of flying, and having been flying almost continually since we left, and then all of a sudden taking the 9 to 10 hour flight coming over, was up all night. And of course, this gives us 2 Sundays. Not everybody that can have 2 Sundays at one time, but we enjoyed Sunday over in Japan, and then here we are enjoying Sunday over here in California. It's really good to get to talk to my people. I had looked forward to talking to them on Sunday morning, and left Japan just at the time to keep us from preaching to the people there from Japan. I tried to get a phone on the plane, but they didn't have a phone there, so I had to wait till I got here in California. Being here in California, it really brings back some memories. We preached around here in Los Angeles, West Hollywood, Placentia, Anaheim, a number of places here, and all of a sudden finding myself here in Los Angeles or here in California, it really moves me because I had planned to get out here a lot earlier and minister to some people or have a tent meeting here in Los Angeles or maybe around Bakersfield. Maybe the good Lord's will, maybe we can come back a little later and minister to the people here. It's so wonderful to be back home after going all the way around the world and into the different places that we went. We was privileged to preach in a number of places and to quite a number of people in some of the places. The Lord blessed us in a wonderful way. Looking forward to coming home. We'll probably leave tonight about, well, it'll be over in the morning about 1:30. I don't know just what time we'll get home, but maybe about 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30, I think we'll have to go by the way of Missouri, maybe going through St. Louis. But I hope the people at home are still burning with the flame of evangelism. You know, the thing that presses my heart so much is world evangelism. I can't get that off my mind day or night. It seems like that the people are always before me. Masses of people are always before me. And I just can't seem to get away from that. And even now coming home, I'm so enthused about coming back to the home front and being with the people. And yet I'm looking forward to finding a people that hungering and thirsting after the things of God and that filled with the flame of God for world evangelism to win souls. You know, you can't be out on the field and see the masses of people as we see them and not be deeply stirred or deeply concerned about the things of God or about lost humanity. Like Jesus said, it's like sheep without a shepherd. And, you see them hungry and thirsting and no one there to feed them. Over in Japan, I was greatly disappointed to the extent that we did not have the literature to reach those people. And those people were very hungry, very nice and courteous, and we could have reached thousands of people with the gospel if we'd had it in their language, whereas that's the one language that I have pleaded with the brethren to get for us. And it's been difficult. We've not been able to obtain that one language. Coming back on the plane, we did talk with a man that's an executive with a diamond leasing company, and he was coming here to California and also going into Honolulu to have some conference there with some of the representatives, and he was so courteous and nice that he said he believed that he could get us a translation into the Japanese language. Talk like maybe their president would do it for us. and he perhaps will give us a call. He said he would definitely get it for us. They leased the big combis, the big jets that we flew on from Japan over here. Their company does the leasing. He's a very congenial type person. Very unusual that he was willing to do that, but I had just been praying the day before that God would give me a translation into the Japanese language, and it looks like this is going to work out real well. While we were over in Korea, Brother Ron and the brother with him, they were able to go to the World Church there and make some contacts that might prove to be beneficial to us for future evangelism. They perhaps have already made mention of it to some of the brethren in that they're back on the home front. We've had some real unusual experiences, some very unusual experiences, and things that will live with us for the rest of our lives. And some of them were unusual in the sense that they were a little besetting. The others were unusual as to a benefit toward Christ. We met lots of people. We have some things going now in the way of holding a crusade in one or two of the places that we've been in. We have one crusade that is being set up in the Philippines that looks like it's going to be a beautiful move for God. We also have a crusade being set up in Africa, and all three places as to Kenya, Nigeria, and Ghana. There was wanting us to come in and have a meeting there, and looks like that we might have a crusade being set up there. And we also have something in Korea. There's a man that's working with us there, and it looks like that we might be having a crusade over in Korea. But anyway, there's a number of places that we'll probably be returning to for a crusade. When we get home, of course, we'll be doing what we can on the home front within the few days that we'll be there. And then unless the Lord should tell us different, we'll be going on down into New Zealand and Australia. And then, of course, I still plan to go into Russia. I feel like that God will bless us in Russia. We went into communist China, as I related to you before in our conversation and our little talk. And we had a very, very good reception. We were able to give out a lot of literature. And the people, it was so astounding to see those people take the literature. They went after it in such a way till it was almost shocking. One particular area where we was at, it was right in the city, and many, many people ride bicycles. Executives, fine young men and women that are real clean-cut, clean-dressed people that hold offices. They ride their bikes to work, and Brother Jerry and I just stepped off to the side, and those people literally poured in to where we was taking those tracks, and within a little while we had passed out so many pieces of literature in the communist country, which proves again that God can do whatever he wants to whenever he gets ready. I prayed sincerely that God would do something for those people, and a night or two before we went in I prayed that God would open China to us. And, of course, he did in a great way. And I believe he'll do the same thing in Russia. I believe God will open the door in Russia if I pray. And I believe we'll be able to do something in Russia for God. I find that in the communistic countries, it's just like it is here in the free world. People are hungry for God. The Bible teaches that God has fashioned all men's hearts alike. And that, of course, means that they're hungering and thirsting after God. It's the same in communistic countries as it is any other place. People are thirsting after the things of God, and it's up to us to reach them. We're going to have to get together, pray a little more, fast a little more, study a little more, sacrifice a little more, and be willing to deny ourselves the things that we would like to do, to be able to do the things that God would like for us to do. And there's one thing about it, everywhere in the world that I have been, people are aware that time is running out and that the coming of the Lord is near. You can just tell it. And in conversation, you can get them to acknowledge it. And wherever we go, I find that there are people that would like to do something for God if they could. A lot of them don't know what to do. And then, of course, in some of the places that we go, they don't even hardly know what God is when it comes to speaking of the Lord Jesus and of the things of God. They hardly know what you're talking about. We've had opportunities in every country to witness for Christ as a personal witness, and as I say, to minister to some of them in some churches. And, of course, one of the main things is putting literature into the hands of the people. On the home front, I feel like this has been a great, great neglected thing when it comes to running the presses and printing literature. I know that we have printed up hundreds of thousands of pieces of literature, but it's almost like playing a game when you come out here and see the masses and the multitudes. To speak of 100,000 pieces of literature is like seeing almost nothing. And you need literature by the millions of pieces. And that wouldn't be a whole lot when you get among the masses. Millions and millions of pieces of literature would go out in a very short while among the masses and multitudes. In Japan alone, if I had the literature in their language, I could have passed out thousands upon thousands of pieces of literature within just a matter of a few hours. I'm hoping to be able to send somebody back into Japan with some literature. And I'm also hoping to be able to send somebody back down into Egypt, because, as I said before, Egypt is a place that really needs a helping hand, and I need somebody to go in there that has a compassion for souls and that would spend a little time in there with effort to be able to reach those people with the gospel of Christ Jesus. I also would like to have a crusade down in Egypt, and I believe that God will work it out for me. I'm going to pray and ask him if he'll do it for me, and I believe that he will. One of the things that I'm looking forward to when I get home is to have a little confrontation with some of the brethren, a little council, and see who is interested in stretching out into the neighboring countries and nations, and making a sacrifice and an effort as to get into those people with some literature. I don't know just how this will work out, because it takes faithful and loyal people to do that. And I've been greatly disappointed in some of them, and of course some of them have been a wonderful aid to me in numbers of ways. And Africa is another place that I definitely need to get some brethren into to pass out literature. Those people need millions of pieces of literature. So then I trust that you people there on the home front are praying to this end, that you're still willing to try to get the gospel out, that you're still trying to work together, and have been since I've been off of the home front, or since I've been gone. I don't know just exactly what we'll do as to the first steps of trying to do something for God when we get back. I know that I'll have to get with Chuck and some of the brethren to, maybe Brother Steve and some of the others, to get some literature as to the printed page for a crusade that we've got coming up. I know that I'll have to do that. I've already given my word to that. One other thing, I don't know how the people will rally to this particular thing, but I was over in the Philippines there. We ministered to what? They said was about, I don't know, some of them said it was about 6,000 or 7,000 people that were ministered to there in the stadium. And I made a commitment when we was leaving to come home. There's several boys that want to come into New York, and there's a brother in New York that's waiting for them. And these brethren, of course, they don't have any money, and any way to go, it'll cost them about $1,000 a piece to go into New York. And I made a commitment to them that we would try to get up about $4,000 or $5,000 and send it back to help a little bit, get them into New York, and also to help there with the preaching of the gospel and work there in the Philippines, helping to feed some folks. I don't know what kind of response I'll get from the people concerning that, and of course, if they don't feel to do it, it's perfectly all right, but I thought I'd make mention of it. God brought it to my mind while we're talking to you, and I thought I'd make mention of it. It is a chance to do something for God and to help some brethren get over here that really have a drive to want to do something for Christ. They're trying to do some things here in the States, and then, of course, they'll return back to the Philippines to continue the work there. But you might think that over. If nothing happens, we should be back home in a little while and be back trying to preach the gospel to you or teaching you the word of the Lord and trying to correlate something with our brethren as to follow the cause of Christ before the coming of the Lord. There's one thing about it. The only reward that we're going to have is according to our labor, because the Bible said God rewards everyone according to their works. So, God rewards according to the work, and when we do have respect for God, He'll reward us accordingly. If we don't have any, He'll reward us accordingly. So, I want to try to do something for the Lord's work. Well, I guess I better stop for now and just kind of hold off until I can come back there in the church and talk with you. May the Lord bless every one of you. Don't forget to pray for us that we'll have a safe trip home. And once again, I'd like to remind you to keep the Lord on your mind and to keep winning souls on your mind. If you want to excel in God, there's only one way to do it. The Bible said, without a vision, the people perish. And if you really want to do something for God, you've got to keep a vision. So then, until we can see you, may the Lord bless every one of you.